You're on The Burt Show.
I love this new series that Kristen is bringing to the table each week, man. The dark side of, let's see, you've done...
We started with Disney.
Okay.
Then we went to Chuck E. Cheese. Then we did cruises. God, what was the other one I did?
Movie theaters.
How could we forget?
That was bad, too.
So the dark side is just like, you know, there are things that you absolutely love. Cruise ships.
Yep.
Things that you absolutely love, right? That when you watch the commercials for it, everything looks fantastic. It's the happiest place on earth, like Disney, but every industry has a dark side.
Yes. Colleges have a dark side.
Oh, hell yeah, they do.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. So today we are going to do the dark side of college RAs. Those are resident advisors, for those that don't know. Shocker, one person in this room was a resident advisor. One guess who that might be.
Cassie.
I was actually a hall director, so I oversaw the resident advisor.
Of course you did.
I was the queen of the resident advisors.
I feel like RAs came in one of two categories and no other. One took it way too seriously, and the other one didn't give a damn. You can do whatever you want. So, I mean, you smoke weed and blow it in their face. And they'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Speaking of which, something like that is on here. All right, so first, dark side of college RAs. We had to have a mandatory meeting to tell our residents. Oh, by the way, kid warning. There's some things in here that you're not going to want to explain to your kids.
Like weed. Too late.
We had to have a mandatory meeting to tell our residents to stop throwing their condoms out the window.
Oh, come on.
Some of them were landing in the yard of the preschool next door, and the kids were very curious.
Oh my gosh.
No.
No.
That means at least the first one tried to, like, make it a balloon. Before they got the warning.
You're flinging. All right. This next story, and these are all from BuzzFeed, by the way. This is a BuzzFeed
God,
list.
That's gross.
It's so disgusting. A student who didn't live in my dorm jumped the security turnstile and climbed up on the roof of our 20-story resident hall. He then fell down an air shaft, got trapped inside at the 14th floor, where he remained for almost 7 hours before someone heard him yelling the next morning he had to be cut out.
Wow.
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 All right, speaking of your marijuana, I smelled marijuana coming from one of my residence rooms. So I called university police, who entered his room to find 3 bongs, $500 worth of weed, 6 handles of sour apple vodka, and 4 machetes.
In college?
What?
That's a
machetes?
It's got to be a dealer, right?
Guess,
that's
no. Guess what he was doing with the machetes?
Cutting up the weed?
He said he was learning to juggle.
With that much weed, I kind of believe it.
That's hilarious.
Right. One of my RA friends received a call that a resident saw urine on her windowsill. She quickly discovered that a girl living in this all-girls floor above had snuck her boyfriend in. Since he wasn't allowed to be there, he couldn't use the girl's bathroom or he'd get caught.
No.
And he couldn't go to the men's restroom downstairs without passing security. So instead, he peed into a bucket and threw it out the window, and the pee was dripping down onto the window below.
Oh.
In college, it makes perfect sense. Yes, that's just common sense in college.
I was in study hall when a resident poked his head in to ask why it looked like Niagara Falls in the hallway.
Mm-mm.
I rushed out to see water gushing from the ceiling. When I turned to head upstairs, I fell and slid all the way down the hall on my ass like a slip and slide. Now soaked with toilet water.
No.
I discovered it was coming from the men's bathroom where somebody tried to flush an entire Subway sandwich.
Oh, damn.
What?
Why would you try to do that?
All right. I really, really need you guys to brace yourself for this one, okay?
Okay.
It's so disgusting. My RA friend was on duty when he was hit with the most ridiculous, nauseating stink on his floor, a make-your-eyes-water type of stink. He investigated and found a tall, reusable water bottle filled with vomit.
No.
He tried to dispose of it with rubber gloves and a trash bag, but it spilled.
No.
And that's when he realized it wasn't vomit.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
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 It was diarrhea.
No!
Damn you.
Still warm.
Damn you.
You're on The Burt Show.